64 has always seemed to me to be the precise threshold to old age, thanks to the Beatles. So since my birthday this year, I've decided I might as well embrace it. I started a new website specifically focused on the needs of birders dealing with the issues we often associate with aging, such as vision and hearing problems, circulation, skin cancer, accessibility problems, lugging and controlling heavy optics and camera equipment, and things like that. In reality, every one of these issues affects young people too, and many birders of very advanced years only deal with one or two of them. But I'm not going to shy away from identifying myself as old enough to join ARP. Heck, I've been old enough to meet ARP's membership threshold for 14 years now. I'm also embracing the old stereotype of the little old lady in tennis shoes, since I am indeed a 64-year-old woman who does indeed wear tennis shoes, or today's equivalent. The shocking thing to me is that no one else ever snapped up the website littleoldladyintennisshoes.com before me. I'm starting my website with a link to a PDF file of an article of mine in the current issue of the American Birding Association's magazine, Birding, about hearing aids specifically for birders. Immediately after it came out, I started getting emails from people wanting more information about my hearing aids. The model I use is Phonak Audéo V, and I love them, but I've never tried any other brand or model. Without comparing them to anything else that may be as good or better, and may be less expensive to boot, I cannot recommend them outright. They're doing a wonderful job of bringing in birds I couldn't hear anymore, but another brand may do that just as well. When my article came out, Ted Floyd posted a three-part piece in the American Birding Association's blog about his own hearing loss. In the blog, he posted a sound file for an Allard's ground cricket, a sound he suddenly cannot pick up with one ear. I played the recording on my laptop when I was visiting my sister-in-law. I did not have my hearing aids in, and I could not hear it at all, even with the sound cranked all the way up. But my sister-in-law heard it with ease when she wasn't even sitting all that close to me. With my hearing aids, I can hear the recording just fine, and even better when I set them up on the personal setting my audiologist created to help me hear high-pitched natural sounds better. But as helpful as my hearing aids are, as my birding article goes into in depth, I still cannot hear high-pitched sounds from more than a few meters away. To bring in distant LeConte sparrows, golden crown kinglets, and those Allard's ground crickets, I use another device, Lang Elliott's Song Finder. That works by lowering the frequencies by half or even more of high-pitched songs so they don't sound normal through the headphones, but the pattern helps identify them. You can listen to several examples, including one of my favorite high-pitched singers, the Blackburnian Warbler, as they sound naturally and as the Song Finder changes them at hearbirdsagain.com. As I wrote about in the birding article, with this cool device, I could hear high-pitched birds from as far away as two 29-year-old birders could hear them. With both my hearing aids and the Song Finder, I can find nearby birds as beautifully as ever and can pick out distant birds as well as anyone. Some people think hearing aids are a sign of old age, but mine make me feel young again because I can hear the birds I love. If you have experiences with hearing aids or any other tips you have that can improve people's experiences with them, let me know. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.